My name is Russ Marin. I am the pastor of Monclova Road Baptist Church. Well, today I'm going to be preaching from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's go right now to the church auditorium. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. I suppose this was about 20 years ago. My family went camping. And we went near Wilmington, Ohio. In fact, we bought a tent specifically for this little vacation we were taking. And we got to the campground, we put the tent up, and I stepped back from it, and really, it was the nicest tent we'd ever had. It was beautiful. It wasn't real big, but it was the biggest tent we had ever had, and I was pretty proud of it. And we were planning on being there as a family with the tent and the fireplace and all that type of thing. Well, after we put it up, we decided to go into Wilmington and go shopping or do something for just a short time and then come back. And while we were in town, a storm came. And there were even tornado warnings. And I remember we went in a Walmart just because the storm was so severe, we went in for protection. And after the storm was over, we drove back out to the campsite and we came to our campsite itself. And the tent was laying flat on the ground, totally destroyed. The wind and the rain had been so strong, it destroyed the tent. You know, in the book of Job, the Bible compares a tent to our life. And it says that if you have a tent and God takes a hold of the rope that holds the tent up and pulls out the rope, that the tent just collapses. And it is a picture of our tent. Our body is our tent, our tabernacle. And we all know that one day it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. So here we go in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, we know that if our earthly house, our tent of this tabernacle, were dissolved. First of all, the Apostle Paul says, we know. This isn't speculation. This isn't an educated guess. Paul says, we know. He's dealing with direct revelation from Jesus Christ. We know. And he says, if our earthly house, now my body, your body, is our earthly house. My soul lives in that tent of my body. It says, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved or destroyed. Watch this. Now, this is good news. If you don't get anything else out of this message today, get this. If that body, that tent is destroyed, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. If this temple, this tent is destroyed, and you know what? My tent in Wilmington, Ohio, although I stepped back and looked at it and it was beautiful, it was stately, it was only temporary, and when I came back and looked at it after the storm, it wasn't much, it was destroyed. And we can look at our bodies. Some of you here today, or I should say some of us, are young and strong, handsome, beautiful. We look at our earthly tent and recognize one day it'll be destroyed. It'll be destroyed. But if it is destroyed, you and I, as a believer in Christ, have a heavenly body where there'll be no pain, no thirst, no hunger, no trouble, no sin. That's a pretty good promise. Get that promise. That this body, that tent at Wilmington, Ohio, was temporary. Temporary at best. When the wind came and the storm came, it fell. And you know what? That's what's going to happen to our tent that we live in right now. It's going to die. And when it dies, as a believer in Christ, you have a new body in heaven
that is permanent, made by God. I think that's pretty exciting. But watch this. Paul puts a little bit of theology here in verse 1. He says, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. Paul believed that Jesus Christ was going to return and it was going to rule and reign on this earth. He believed that was going to take place. So he says, if my body is destroyed, meaning Christ might come back and I'll never have to die. So I think he believed in the rapture of the church. But watch, he doesn't say I am destroyed. He says my earthly house, my tent is destroyed. Why is that? Well, you have a soul that is living in your tent, in your body. And if your body dies, he doesn't say I'm going to die. He said the tent is going to die. Because the soul is not going to die. If the body dies, the tent dies, the soul is just going to keep right on living. I think that's good news. Good news. Watch this. Turn to John chapter 5, Gospel of John chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 29. This is very important. John 5, verse 29. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Every person here will one day be raised up again. If you've lived for Christ, you've trusted Christ as Savior, you'll be raised again to new life. You'll have a resurrected body. If you have rejected Christ, you've lived an evil life, rejected Christ, you'll be raised up for the great white throne judgment, and then for damnation, then for eternal hell. So how we live is very important. What we do with Christ is very important. But let's suppose the worst case scenario. Go back to verse 1, 2 Corinthians 5. He says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen? I think it's worth thinking about. Just step back and say, what is the worst possible thing that could happen in my life? What is it? Well, I suppose it would have to be some type of tragic death or some type of tremendous suffering and terror and then death. If that happens, worst case scenario, the rest of the verse says, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heavens. I think that's pretty good. So if the worst possible thing that can ever happen in my life takes place today, the worst possible thing can ever happen in your life takes place today, you have a house in heaven, not made with hands, but made by God himself, that you'll live in forever and ever. I think that's wonderful. I personally think he's talking about the resurrected body. That's what you have waiting on you. Worst case scenario, tragic death. Worst case scenario, you have a body in heaven forever and ever and ever. Look at verse 2. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan. How many can say amen to that? Does your body groan? So I think there's two groanings here. I think he's talking about groaning in our body that we have. But he's also talking about groaning to be clothed in the new body. Look at this, verse 4. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed. We're not, Paul said, I'm not groaning that I'm going to die. He says, but I'm groaning, but I want to be clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. All of mortality, all of the flesh is swallowed up in life in Jesus Christ. Look at verse 5. Now he that hath wrought us, he that has prepared us, is this very thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. So when you got saved, God gave you the Holy Spirit to indwell you. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. So you have this tent that's alive right now, and in the tent is your soul, and your soul is indwelled by the Holy Spirit. All right? You know what's going to happen one day? Tent is going to die, and you, your soul, and the Holy Spirit are going up together. Amen? You and the Holy Spirit are going to heaven together. That's a great promise. So these first five verses, God is just promising you have a new life, a new body, a resurrected body in heaven forever and ever and ever. In fact, I think that we could say this. If you are really content right now, really content. Boy, I love life. I love what I have and what I'm doing. I love all those things. If you are at that position, you have to question whether or not you have the Holy Spirit. Because if you have the Holy Spirit living in you, then you need to recognize things are going to get a lot better in heaven. That if you're a saved person, things are going to be much better in heaven. No sorrow, no tears, no pain, no hunger, no thirst. Now look at verse 6. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is seated at the right-hand throne of God. And where are you and I? Well, we're in this tent. We're in this body. So as long as we are at home in this body, we are absent from where God is, from where Jesus Christ is. It says to be at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now he makes a statement here. We quote this many times. If this tent dies, then our soul immediately goes to be with the Lord, and we would say to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now we are at home in the body, and we're absent from the Lord. But if we are absent from the body, if the body dies, then we'll be present with the Lord Jesus Christ.